各位听众朋友，大家好，我是赖志雄，很高兴在空中跟大家见面了。
Hi everybody, this is Bruce.
好，今天为大家带来这一课第118页，不，应该是118课。这到底说些什么呢？我们现在先请呢，不大哥给我们念一下，但是呢，在念之前 ,please stop being grouchy.
I can't, it's my habit.Okay, everybody, let's look at page 315, lesson 118, What a Grouch! Part 1, Dialogue. Barney and Sally are husband and wife. They're having dinner. Barney is a boy's name, so he must be the husband. Sally is always a girl's name, and of course, she is the wife.Barney starts, These water dumplings taste like tennis balls. She says, But they're your favorite dish. Well, he still complains, Not the way you cook them. And she asks, Why are you so grouchy? And he points out, Why shouldn't I be?I've got a wife who can't cook, my kids are naughty, and... But Sally interrupts him. Hold it a minute. Maybe you are the problem. Barney asks, Huh? How could that be? She explains, There might be something wrong with you. You should see a doctor.Barney says, Huh? No way. Sally asks, Why not? And he explains, Waiting in doctor's offices makes me grouchy.
He feels grouchy quite easily.
All the time.
All the time, wherever he is. 不管在哪儿，他随时呢就会呢抱怨。刚才我在请呢卜大哥念这篇对话之前，我开了个玩笑，他说你要念这一课之前，我讲是 stop being grouchy first， 首先呢得先停止抱怨啊，好好这样念的。那么现在我们可以看的标题啊 ，What a grouch， grouch 也可以指的是一个人，对不对啊？
Yeah.
做一个名词，但 grouch 也可以做个动词呢。As a verb.
Yeah, to grouch about things.
Yeah, 也就等于做动词跟 complain 意思一样，都加 about. He's always grouching about life. 他总是抱怨人生，这个不好，这个不好，这样子。He's grouching about something. He's complaining about something. 这两个动词都是以 about 并用。但 grouch 也可以当一个名词，是一个抱怨鬼，爱抱怨的一个家伙。那么当然啦 ，we find it difficult to associate with a grouch， 对不对啊？我们发现要跟一个爱抱怨的人相处很难。这个相处叫 associate， 它是这样拼的
，A S S O C I A T E。A S S O C I A T E associate with
一定要跟 with 并用 It's difficult, it's very hard to associate with grouches or with a grouch
I don't know how I've lasted this long
你看他马上就讲了哎呀我不晓得我是怎么会能够忍受那么久啊那这话他就已经讲的是我啊这样子okay I'm going to give you a hard time right after the show is over just wait and see 等着瞧吧那做完节目之后我再好好的给你看一看上次每次叫你请我吃饭你都给我呢随便能够就请什么的一个三明治就好了太过分了好了现在我们就一块来看第一行 Barney and Sally are husband and wife 这两个人是夫妻 Barney 一定是女孩子还是男孩子的名字
男孩子
啊 Sally 是女孩子名字的。
确定。
啊，所以记住 Bonnie and Sally, they're husband and wife. They're having dinner, 他们正在吃晚饭。这个 have 本来当有的意思。当有的时候就不能用进行式。比如说我有一些钱，不能讲 I'm having some money, 直接讲 I have some money。你看我正在吃饭 ,I'm having dinner。那有些我们听众朋友或者一些同学他就搞不清楚什么是用现在进行时，什么却只能用的现在时呢？其实非常的简单，跟中文一样的，中文如果说有个正在的时候，就大胆的可以用来现在进行时，他正在写信 He's writing a letter, 他正在呢唱歌 He's singing, 他正在吃饭 He's having dinner,这个 having 也就等于 eating 的意思。我们中文不能说我正在有钱吗？是我正在爱你，这没有这样说的，是 I love you, I have some money, 对不对？
Right.
所以现在时是表示一个常态的现象，现在进行时是表示此刻正在进行的动作。中文只要说有正在的就可以用，英文用现在进行时，中文不能用正在的，我们就大胆的用现在时、啊、这很简单的啊，没有那么复杂。好了，接着我们再看 Barney 说了 These water dumplings taste like tennis balls、哦、他说这些水饺尝起来有点像的网球啊，很硬的意思。这个 water dumplings 我们讲的水饺，我们蛮好奇的，那个 water dumplings 就叫做水饺，但在英文里头有没有这个 water dumpling?
No.
没有。所以只有在台湾，在大陆，那么我们中国人的地区才会有这些地方啊，才有这样的东西。水饺很好吃啊，对不对？
好好吃。
哎，所以在你第一次吃水饺的时候，你感觉是什么样的？
I thought it was a little like the Italian food ravioli. Just a little bit.
有点像意大利的一种他们的食物、ravioli, 那就是看起来哇蛮有点像的，所以觉得味道蛮不错的啊。
Very good.
哎，那我要考你了，这个我们在水饺，咱们中国人里头最喜欢包的一种叫韭菜、这个韭菜英文怎么说啊、
Chives.
Chives, 是这样拼的。
C-H-I-V-E-S. C-H-I-V-E-S.Chives.
啊，非常好吃。你也是喜欢吃这个韭菜水饺。
I used to grow chives in my garden.
哇，真的，它是一根一根的这样。
Yeah, like 草。
像草一样的。
一根那个紫色的花，有它的那个字。
那叫韭菜花。
嗯哼，
相当都也蛮好吃的，韭菜花炒肉，哦，非常棒。好了，那么这边我们可以叫做 water dumplings。这倒是我想起了啊，那么以前呢？教育的英文的一个老师啊，他是在山东的，祖籍在山东的。哇哦，他英文非常的棒，但他带有浓厚的所谓山东的口音。他是这样讲的，整个呢是用英文这样讲话了。Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to my house. My wife is very good at cooking. Today we want to eat something very special.It's called, in Chinese we call 水饺, in English it's called a water dumpling. Thank you very much. 哇，其实他带这样腔调，但是我听得很亲切，因为他英文整个 structure 他用得非常好。
The grammar is correct, and the pronunciation is a little strange, the intonation is a little strange, but I could understand everything you said.
对，所以这就很重要，大家一定要记住。我们也许我们在自己的乡不同的这些地方啦，有自己的乡音。可是讲英文的时候呢，我们并不是一定要说的啊，讲的像一个美国人哦什么样。当然，我们朝最正确的发音，朝最正确的所谓的 intonation 语调这样走。但如果有自己的乡音。无所谓啊，讲英文。
Yeah, I still understand you, so don't be afraid to practice speaking. How else can you learn?
一点都不错，所以不要担心啊，这个乡音完全呢无所谓的。好了 ，these water dumplings taste like tennis balls。接着他下面说的就代表很硬的意思 ，they're very hard and they are tasteless， 一点味道都没有，好难吃哦。Tasteless 就是 taste 加 less， 没有什么味道的，不好吃的。但是假如把 taste 这个字 e 去掉，改成 y， tasty 是好吃的。
Right, tasty, tasty. These water dumplings are tasty.
接着我们看 ，But they're your favorite dish. Sally 这位太太蛮有耐心的 ，She's very patient, and she tries not to, you know, anger her husband. So she tries to be soft-spoken. 讲话呢柔声柔气的 ，soft-spoken 是怎么写的？
SOFT-SPOKEN SOFT-SPOKEN Peter is a very soft-spoken man.
也就是语气呢比较柔和的讲话的很柔和的 soft-spoken。
So am I, you know, I'm really soft-spoken.I hardly ever talk about myself or...
好，你看刚才就示范他he's not soft-spoken at all, he's grouchy, and he's 埋怨的那种语调在里头。好了，在这儿啊我们看一下 ,but they're your favorite dish, 它是您最喜欢的一道菜呀，这个 dish 本来是指的盘子，在这儿可不指的是盘子，是菜的意思啊。favorite 是最喜爱的，That's my favorite novel. 那是我最喜欢的小说。当然 favorite 也可以当名词哦。That dish is my favorite. 那道菜是我的最爱。就像这样的一个字。好了，接着他这样说了。Barney 讲了 ,Not the way you cook them. 哦，这什么意思啊？
Well, yes, I like water dumplings, usually.Water dumplings are my favorite dish, but the way you cook or prepare water dumplings makes them tasteless, so I don't like the way you cook these water dumplings.
所以这边 not the way you cook them 是从 but I just don't like the way you cook them 这样化解过来的。Of course,Water dumplings are my favorite dish. 他前面省了这句话。当然水饺是我的最爱了。Of course, water dumplings are my favorite dish. 后头放个逗点。But, I don't like the way you cook them. 但我却不喜欢那种方式。I don't like the way. The way 后头省了两个字。现在看不见。但我们知道它省了掉了。The way 后的是呢 ,in which. But I don't like the way in which you cook them. 这个 in which, 引导的一个形容词从句关系代词 which, 前面加 in. 它通常 the way 后头都把它省略掉。即使我们知道有 in which 这两个字眼，但 the way 后头这个 in which, 通常把它省略掉，直接放主语再放动词这样下来。但是我却不喜欢您调理这些所谓水饺的那样的方式 ,cook, 就是烹饪了、啊、调理也就是你做水饺的那种样子啊那种处理的方法我好讨厌我不喜欢。The way 这个字啊记住啊 ,in which 是把它省得掉。比如说我好喜欢他说话的样子 ,I like the way she talks, 本来是说 I like the way,In which she talks, 对不对、
mm-hmm.
但实际上通常这个 in which 都不用的。
Usually we will write that sometimes, but we never say it.
不错。谈到这个 cook, 那倒是我们想起这个 cooker 跟这个 cook 完全不同的。
Be careful.
当名词的时候呢我常常有时候听到一些朋友这样说 My mother is a very good cooker. 他把它加了 ER。啊，不得了，那变什么意思啊
？That means your mother is a machine that makes rice. Mm. Like a rice cooker, that is a machine that makes rice. But a person we call a cook.
对，所以记住啊，讲一个人他很会煮菜的话，我们要说 My mom is a good cook. Cook 千万不要加 er， 加了 er 是变成另外一个字，变成一个机器，特别指的什么呢？电锅，我们讲的电锅就用这个字 ，a rice cooker 啊，记住前面加 rice，a rice cooker， 所以 cooker 是指的是烹饪器，也就指的是电锅，所以 cook 才是一个人，这边当名词的时候，说明记住。
Peter，
yes，
you're a good cook。
Thank you very much.
Yes, your 泡面很好吃。
他讲了素食面，换句话说呢，我呢根本就不会弄东西。Thank you very much for your sarcasm. Okay, 谢谢你的讽刺。Sarcasm 是怎么拼的
？S-A-R-C-A-S-M. I don't use this word very often, so. S-A-R-C-A-S-M.Sarcasm.
刚才又开玩笑，我这个很少用这个 sarcasm， 讽刺这个字眼，我很少讽刺人的啊。好了，在这里啊，我们特别呢，记住 cook 也可以当动词用。我们说呢 ，Mom is cooking dinner， 妈妈正在弄晚饭。这个时候，除了 cook dinner 以外，还可以用哪几个字呢
？Preparing or fixing or making。
嗯。所以这几个字我们把 prepare 还有 fix 我们把它拼一下，顺便跟刚才几个句子一块再说一遍。
OK, prepare is spelled P-R-E-P-A-R-E P-R-E-P-A-R-E prepare fix F-I-X F-I-X fix and of course makeMAKE. So, mom is preparing dinner. Mom is fixing dinner. Mom is making dinner. Or in our dialogue, mom is cooking dinner. 都可以，都一样。
好，接着往下看。Why are you so grouchy? 干嘛那样子，满腹牢骚的样子啊 ？Grouchy 这个形容词我们已经见过了。接着下面说了 ，Why shouldn't I be？ 我为什么不应该这样抱怨啦 ？Why shouldn't I be grouchy？I've got a wife who can't cook. My kids are naughty and
好了好了，
这样子。他说 ，I've got a wife。你看，我有这么一个太太，这个太太什么都不会做 ，who can't cook， 什么都不会呢，煮菜。他每次弄的东西呢，这个面条跟得像橡皮筋一样的，搅个老半天都搅不烂这样子。My kids are naughty， 你看生的这几个小萝卜头，个个都是非常的调皮。Naughty 有一个字 mischievous，
嗯哼，
哦，这个字也是很棒的字。啊，我们请念一遍，然后拼一下。
Mischievous， M I S C H I E V O U S。Again, M-I-S-C-H-I-E-V-O-U-S. That little boy is too mischievous.
这个字不注意可能念成 mischievous. 记住，重音在第一音节，而且不念成 E， 念成 F. Mischievous.、我们请呢，卜大哥再把这个字念一下。
Mischievous.
这个字其实对我来讲呢，我很少要这样子哈。我小的时候很乖，大家都叫我叫 urchin， 好棒啊！ urchin 是什么意思啊？
An urchin is a street child, a little boy or a girl whose parents do not take good care of them, and they spend most of their time out on the streets.With other street urchins.
啊，就是街道上的这些顽童啊，从来很少回家的，叫 urchin， 叫 urchin， 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 也是呢，调皮捣蛋鬼的意思啊。好了，那么接着我们再往下看。Hold it a minute. 哎，且慢，哎，拜托， 就等于说呢 give me a break、哎、拜托好不好你别这样好不好 hold it a moment 或者 hold it a minute 两个说法都可以
the same meaning
对不用 minute 也可以用呢 moment
M-O-M-E-N-T M-O-M-E-N-T moment
通常是打断人家的话说哎且慢好不好拜托 give me a break B-R-E-A-K B-R-E-A-K 拜托你饶了我好不好 maybe you're the problem 也许你自己本身就是问题呀、啊。啊这样说 how could that be 那怎么有这样的事情呢 I just don't believe it I'm normal 我这个人很正常And you guys, 你们这些人记住这个 guy 加了 s, 指的是你们这些人就得 you people, 包括我太太孩子们 you are actually,、you know, the problems, 你们才是这些问题的所在地。How could that be? 怎么会这样子呢 ?I just don't believe it. 下面就这样说了。There might be something wrong with you. 你可能有毛病了。这个 something 后头加 wrong,Nothing wrong, something wrong, 等等。那么也就是出毛病的意思。There's nothing wrong with him. 他没事他正常得很。There's something wrong with him. 他有毛病哦。不用 wrong, 记住。还可以用 the matter 这个字。但用 matter 是前面一定要加 the。There's nothing the matter with him. 都是加这个 with 用法。Matter 我们拼一下。
M-A-T-T.E-R, M-A-T-T-E-R, matter.
我们常常可以这样说了啊 Mary is crying over there. What seems to be the matter with her? Was what seems to be wrong with her? 当然我回答说啊根本没有事了 There's nothing wrong with her. There's nothing the matter with her. 好我们就可以这样造句。好这是相当不错的一个用法。好我们再来看同样这个句子。There might be something wrong with you. 你可能有毛病哦。也就等于 There might be something the matter with you.、
Mm-hmm.
You should see a doctor. 你应当去看医生去了。哈 No way! 这个 no way 就等于什么字啊
没的门
门没门门都没有门都没有没得门哇这个也厉害啊对吧门都没有门都没有对哦相当不错对 impossible 我要希望你讲英文结果你讲中文 impossible 那么就是不可能门都没有好了
impossible 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 Impossible.
Hey, can I、drive your fancy car?
No way.
你那漂亮车子让我开开好不好马上讲 no way. 除了 no way 以外我记得一个什么 chance?
Fat chance.
Fat 是肥胖的意思。但 fat chance 在这边可不是肥胖的机会很大。不是这个意思。是 no chance. 完全没有机会。门都没有。你别想了别再做梦了。好了这个时候 Sally 就讲 Why not? 为什么这样说呢哎下面呢 Barney 就有话讲了 Waiting in doctor's offices makes me grouchy 你看看他说啊在这个医生那边的等候啊也就是他的诊所那边等候看诊的这段时间呢会让我非常的是抱怨哦我很讨厌哦每次那边好多人啊 There's a long line of people over there which makes me grouchy I just don't feel like going over there Leave me alone
好了好了
但是还是会抱怨就这样说、好了现在就把这一课呢终于把它这样解说完毕从头到尾我们念一下
Lesson 118 What a grouch Part 1 Dialogue Barney and Sally are husband and wife. They're having dinner. These water dumplings taste like tennis balls. But they're your favorite dish. Not the way you cook them. Why are you so grouchy? Why shouldn't I be?I've got a wife who can't cook, My kids are naughty and... Hold it a minute. Maybe you are the problem. Huh? How could that be? There might be something wrong with you. You should see a doctor. Huh? No way. Why not? Waiting in doctor's offices makes me grouchy.
在这段对话里头，我们可以看到刚才一个用法 ，hold it a minute， 啊，且慢，请稍后。可是倒是我想起另外的应用里头 ，hold your horses，
哦，
哇，就是把你的马抓住 ，horse 通常要用复数加个 s，hold your horses， 那什么意思啊
？We use hold your horses when we want someone to slow down.Maybe they're doing something too fast, or they're talking too fast, or they're asking too much of us. So we can say, hold your horses, slow down, take it easy.
慢慢来，不要急，这样子。您做得太快，或说话说得太快，都可以这样说， hold your horses.好啦，这是有关这次对话呢一些重要的一些部分，我们做了这样的讲解呢，希望大家不断的这个回去呢重复的复习。我们的讲解就到结束，谢谢诸位的收听，我们下次再会。
Bye everybody, see you next time.